Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Well, traders decided to take profits before the end of the week and to close out the month. Future posted triple-digit losses across the entire livestock complex. This does not make one feel warm and fuzzy to begin the week. There may likely be some follow-through selling in live cattle futures, as April is now front month and carrying a significant premium to cash. Cash did not increase last week as anticipated, yet there were plenty of cattle for processing. Feedlots may become a bit more nervous now that another week has passed without packers bidding higher. Hogs turned tail Friday as sellers became aggressive. The few bearish items of last week, consisting of choppy cutout prices and a significant decline of exports on the weekly export sales report, might have been just too much for a lofty overbought market. However, even with the triple-digit declines of futures, the uptrend remains intact. Traders will determine whether the decline of exports might be due to less buying interest for a short period or if it was a result of high prices. Firmer traded all three wheat exchanges overnight following the strength in corn in the complex. The sell-off on Thursday and Friday after Kansas City scored new contract highs Wednesday was disappointing. Unlike corn, which closed lower but well off the lows of the session, wheat markets settled near the lows Friday, with few willing to step in late. Higher corn prices overnight, with May corn gapping up at the Sunday night open as last week's losses are shaken off. Corn futures are well off overnight highs and have been able to close the gap on daily charts. As we noticed last week, even though corn prices turned in back-to-back lower closes Thursday and Friday, it was encouraging to see settlements well off the lows of the session. Solid gains overnight across the soy complex, with leadership coming from soy meal after soybean oil carried the torch early in the session. Soybean oil is well off session highs, with the May contract slipping back below 50 cents per pound. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, at the close on Friday, the April live cattle down 167 at 120. June was down 107 at 118.42. March feeder cattle down 175, 138.67. April down 250 at 142.57. April hogs down 260, 87.15. May down 227, 88.87. Kansas City wheat, March down 19.5, 624 and 3/4. May's down 18 and 3/4 at 633 and 3/4. Chicago wheat, March down 16 and 3/4 at 655. May's down 15 and a half at 660 and a quarter. March corn is up 3/4 at 555 and a half. May's down 2 1/4 at 547 and a half. March soybeans down 3/4 at 1405 and a quarter. May's down 3 1/4 at 1404 and a quarter penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.